genealogy of fire. My sister held an old piece of bread. She pointed to the fungus growing on it and told my mother, "This is how we began." My mother was a planet in search of an explanation, and my sister an idea hoping to plant itself in the dirt. As you can imagine, they didn't get along too well. If I were to say, "Take these embers and carry them in your hands. Use a rag for help, would you? Let's not hypothesize and ask for feats that happen without volition." An astrologer in Arabic is a falaki. He or she watches stars swim in the falak, and falak is the word for star, for orbit, for sky. So my sister worries about her children. She spanks them, hates to hear them criticized. There are orbits, stars, heaven, and if that is motherhood, and because a woman gets into her white car, and the world is full of white cars, and they always disappear like comets in unfathomable orbits. Birth must be a machine that braids chance and bird call, a wave on whose fluctuations street sounds and mysteries float. I was born in a hot country. Hot most of the time, dusty, the water tasted of salt, and the sun turned our skins into the color of fading bruises. In the winter, the rooms were cold, and we slept under many blankets and huddled when we were awake, and blew breath into our hands when teachers hit us with their bamboo sticks. My sister's daughter tosses her book aside, a budding galaxy, a swirl of centuries of ecstasy and torment. She no longer wants to be the next Simone Veil. "I shall put on flesh," she declares, the refrigerator handle in her grasp. When my mother is alone in a room, she begins rocking. When she does not know the answer to her question, she rocks 3 times. When she falls asleep, she curses all those who make more than breathing sounds. Night is long in her night, the day a sickle, the moon high, high, and rain eventually destroys a man's house who has nothing but a cat that meows. My sister's school was named after a holy woman, the first wife of the prophet. The classrooms were the prophet's tears. Weep with me now that I have children who have grown thin and tall like irises, like corn stalks. Winds will blow at them and the world will choke them. Varicose veins and late night laundry. Sadness happily rendered penetrates their music. An unarmed robber, a potter careful about keeping the oven clean. Sisterhood, daughterhood, and the myriad arabesques of water. She saved her wage money, all of it, and bought herself some land. And if she were, and if they were, hast thou not seen how the day peels itself from the dark to wake in the swamps of night? Hast thou not seen how the moon wanders traversing among her mansions, the air cool and smooth as satin? Hast thou not seen her return like a withered branch, every dust mote a little star? And if she were, and if they were, knowest thou not how we pair thee to disappear like fog at sunrise? Knowest thou not how we multiply thee on crowded roads or dead gardens? And still thou returneth to me a bare single soul. And if her voice, and if their voices were to be swallowed by the sounds, peace unto me the day I was born, of forests or shifting dunes, peace upon me the day I die. How will I console the world the day I am raised?